One of the world's oldest political parties is trying to attract young voters in an unusual way. Mexico's Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, is running a love connection on its website. The idea is to pair up like-minded voters to build a new youth movement within the party. The PRI lost power in Mexico to conservative businessman Vicente Fox last July, ending 71 years of uninterrupted rule. Young voters were key to the PRI's defeat. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports that perhaps the prospect of amor can lure them back.
Find love with the PRI, announces the party's main website. A photo of a handsome couple embracing tempts web surfers to log on. Once inside, anyone from 15 years old upwards can post his or her name and personal information. A quick surf of the site does turn up some party militants looking to discuss the PRI's future, but many others are looking to bond more intimately. One 24-year-old woman simply lists her bust, waist, and hip measurements. A 26-year-old man writes, "Sincere, handsome, and ready for anything." Hardly political rhetoric, but site designer and PRI spokeswoman Adriana Delgado says all young people are welcome.
Tú no puedes desperdiciar la emoción que te puede dar un joven.
You can't undervalue the emotion a young person can give you. The emotion and the passion for the fight, the conquest, the ideals. You can't just let that slip away because it's part of life. It's what we're after.
The PRI is also after a large database for mass mailings on party activities. Delgado says about 4,000 people have signed up for the free love service, though she won't reveal how many matches have been made. The site has attracted a lot of media attention in Mexico, much of it poking fun at the idea of Mexico's once all-powerful party playing Cupid. Initially, says Delgado, aging party diehards, dubbed dinosaurs in Mexico, feared the service would trivialize the PRI.
Un partido tiene que hacer una propuesta seria y contundente sobre los temas que interesan a la ciudadanía.
They said we have to be serious and forceful, with themes that interest the people. And I said, and? The love connection doesn't go against the party. It's a way to get closer to a real sector of society. We have to be accessible enough so that young people can connect with other members of the party to discuss ideas in a relaxed atmosphere.
On a recent afternoon, several young people surfed the web at one of downtown Mexico City's largest internet cafes. 18-year-old Cristian Eduardo says he recently learned of the PRI's Love Connection web link via television.
Yo vine y les pregunté, oye, ¿qué sabes de la nueva página del PRI?
I came in and asked people if they knew about the site, he says, and they said no. So we opened it. Supposedly, it's a site to make you fall in love with the PRI, Eduardo continues, so that you see that the PRI has improved. We all thought it was disgusting, he says, that it must be a joke. While virtually all the young people interviewed in several cafes scoffed at the PRI's matchmaking offer, admitting participation may just be too embarrassing. Joy Langston is a professor at the Center for Research and Teaching in Mexico City and an expert on the PRI. She says the PRI has simply fallen out of favor with young people. She says the generations born after the mid-1970s have known nothing but economic crises under PRI rule. The party also lacks the draw of a firm ideology, having instead followed the lead of the country's various PRI presidents over the years. Langston says old guard party leaders need to make room for young activists who've been blocked from climbing the party ladder for decades.
They're not going to do themselves any good by having, you know, sort of matchmaking services on their website. What they need to do is say, look, if you work at the grassroots level, then you have a chance to have a long political future within the PRI.
Since losing the presidency, the PRI has suffered a series of state-level losses as well. In November, the party holds its long-awaited National Assembly to regather and set a new course for its first presidential term in opposition. That assembly has been postponed several times due to party infighting. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.